We're still talking about Jesus, the great teacher, and the apostles as his students. Luke chapter 4 and verse 15 tells us, he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Luke 19 and 47 tells us that he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him. That's much what happened to the apostles after the day of Pentecost. Acts 4 and 2 tells us that the chief priests and the elders were grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. To understand the instructions which the 12 apostles was to receive, it is essential to examine their background. The rulers, elders, and the people of Jerusalem spoke of Peter and John as being unlearned and ignorant. Unlearned seems to apply that they were unacquainted with the rabbi's school of thought. Of course, I believe they were acquainted with it. They just ignored their school of thought and kept their eyes on the Word of God. They knew the Word of God. They had been taught from a youth the Word of God. And this word, ignorant, doesn't mean that they were ignoramuses. It means that they were unskilled in the things of the Jewish religion. As a layman in contrast to a skilled religious officer. Yet as Jewish, these men were not without general knowledge. From what we read of the Jewish life at their times, there was all over the land a system of local schools to which they would go. Almost all synagogues became schools for children, with the rabbi of the synagogue as its teacher. Every Jewish child was taught first at home. And like Timothy, who from his early childhood knew the scriptures. At the age of 6, every child went to school. Josephus, the great Jewish historians, tell us that such a thing as a child untaught was almost unknown. The scriptures was the chief subject taught, which was why the disciples could understand our Lord's reference to the Old Testament history. They had no New Testament at that time. It was their privilege of writing it. Although unlearned in other directions, they were not ignorant as we understand the term. At the call of Christ, they made a great sacrifice. They left home, family, friends, businesses to be educated in the great teacher's traveling college. 5 words tell us what made their training the best the world could give. They had been with Jesus. How important was the lessons they learned from the life, example, and teachings of our Lord? His wisdom strengthened their belief in him as the Messiah, who they had read about in their ancient scriptures. Their faith was confirmed by the miracles he performed. Following him day by day, listening to his marvelous sayings, seeing him manifest his power as the Son of God, as he healed the sick, cast out devils, raised the dead, living with him as a family, and able to ask questions as they please, all added to their spiritual and moral equipment for the great service they were to render. Think of how the character of Jesus contributed to the formation of their own character. They discovered that all of his words were wise and truthful, that he was never angry except when he was righteously indignant over wrong and fraud, how he never looked for the pleasant things of the world for himself, that he never spared himself trouble when the needy sought his help, went about doing good, how that he never sinned. How could they not be with a man like this without learning some degree to be like him. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.